So my first question is, we were just talking with Senator Lugar, and both of you have said that if there's going to be any type of unification, whether it be city entering as a municipality or mega St. Louis, there has to be some sort of vote on it. And you've emphasized it has to be city and county. Mm-hmm. He said that it's not actually a good idea and that it actually could, you know, that sort of thing is an impediment for unification. What do you guys have to say about that?
Well, we've already made a commitment that whatever we're going to do is going to come to a public vote. I think that's essential. We want people to know that they matter. I mean, this is going to affect the people of St. Louis, and it's a several-step process, one of which is to make sure that people are going to be affected, which are city and county residents, what it means to them. And that's part of our challenge, to make sure we get as much information out, accurate information, in terms of what it is what's the situation and what kinds of proposals and discussion could be had on where we're going in the future. And the other one is making sure that people have a real voice in what happens. So we've already committed that it's going to be a vote. And I do understand that makes it a bigger challenge, but I think it'll be a better effort overall in the long run.
A statewide vote or a local vote?
Well, it depends on what's necessary. I mean, first of all, you might need a statewide effort to get it on. You know, in other words, for example, you might need the state legislature to get it on the ballot. But there will be a local vote, to make clear. There will be a local vote, city and county local vote. We're not going to have the state of Missouri making the decision. Now, as you saw I think the earnings tax issue, we had a state of the state of Missouri vote that actually put it on the ballot in the city of San Luis, but there ultimately there was a local vote. So if there is a necessity for a statewide vote to get it on the local ballot, then we'll do it. But the point I'm trying to make is that what I'm saying is, and the commitment that we've made, is that this will be a local vote that would make the decision.
Would that be like a constitutional amendment to change the process to unify differently than what it is today?
Well, it depends on the approach, okay? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, that may be involved. But you know what? I think that's something we're going to, as we move forward, you're going to see more about, you know, the legal approach that we're going to have to take. Now we're laying a groundwork for just getting it. We're gathering information, and we're disseminating information. And we're having forums like this all around St. Louis City and County, to make sure we get as many people engaged, we get as much accurate information out, and we try to, we just want to make sure that before we make a decision on what approach we're taking and how we're going to get there, we need to make sure that people know, and people know what's going on, and they're participating.
Yeah, my question is, and both of you, Charlie, I'll go to you first, is we hear a lot of talk about it in the press about, you know, the merger, whatever you call it. I wonder how realistic it is to get it done. I mean, you guys are talking about this, the big barrier being miscommunication or misinformation out there. What has to happen to make this happen?
Well, one of the things we got to do is, first of all, get people to understand that Mayor Slay and County Executive Dooley can't do this by themselves. For some reason, the misinformation is that Mayor Slay and County Executive Dooley, they can do this by themselves. No, we cannot. We've always said it need to be a vote of the people locally. Now, what we have to do is also establish the narrative. Why is it in their best interest? People hopefully will vote what's in their best interest. And this information gathering, give people information about what's going on, how the money is being spent, who's spending it, and is it effective? Is it doing what it's supposed to be doing? And ultimately, at the end of the day, it's up to the people of the St. Louis City and St. Louis County to make a determination of whatever it might be. I don't know what that could be. It could be the city coming to the county. It could be a host of different situations, or this with this, or the fire departments. I have no idea what it could mean. But as you go through this process, we'll begin to learn what are the possibilities. What are we spending our resources on? Where do they need to be spent? Where are the ones, areas that we're not spending money on that needs to be spent on? It's all those things, as you go through this process, you begin to learn more about yourself. There's a lot of things probably that Mayor Slay and I don't know about what's going on. But when you get all this information together, and you start saying, wait, heck, I didn't know that. That's a gotcha moment. I didn't realize we were spending money over there. We don't know all the possibilities. But I will tell you that if we want St. Louis region to be a major player in the world, we have to change how we do business. That is no question about that. We cannot continue to do what we're doing and expect to be on the world stage. We have to do it better, and we have to embrace immigration. We got to do a whole, we got to do a lot of things with the airport. Has to be even more robust. There's a lot of things we need to do. And we're saying, Mayor Slay and County Executive Duty is saying to the people of the St. Louis region, where do you want to be 50, 100 years from now? What do you want your grandkids
to do? Is a Unigov proposal possible here? Would relatively new municipalities like Chesterfield and Wildwood not want to join? Like a Unigov stuff like that?
I think we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. Mm-hmm. First, let's see what the data says. Mm-hmm. What do the information provide us? What does it tell us? And how do we understand it? You know what I'm saying? Again, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves what somebody might do, what this person might do, but the idea is what do the data, the information tell us about the St. Louis region? Then we have an open discussion about the pros and the cons.
Mayor, what's your biggest feeling for why this is such a good thing for the city and the county? I mean, what will it do? Is it economic advantage? Is it public safety? Is it all of them? So you've been a big proponent of it. What's your best case?
Well, it's about all those things. It's being a more competitive region mm-hmm. that uses its resources, particularly its tax dollars, in the most effective way for the people that live in the city and St. Louis County. That's what it's got to be about. But depending on what the ultimate what it looks like ultimately, the final product, if there is one, it could mean a whole host of things. But what we want to make sure of is that people keep an open mind, that there's a lot of misinformation and there's a lot of information people don't have in order to make an intelligent, informed decision. We want to make sure people have information necessary to make an intelligent, accurate information and informed decision. For example, we could, you know, if we're working closer together, without question, we're going to be able to compete better for jobs and people. We have a lot of regional efforts, but it brings everybody together to have a more regional vision. And let me tell you what that was encouraging. Mm-hmm. When St. Louis County passed a small tax to help support the redevelopment of the arch grounds, I mean, that tells me that people all over the region understand the importance of the arch and the arch ground and what it means to the region. That's a regional vision. They understood what it meant. They voted for it. Not everybody's going to be for it. But it's the same thing with the city-county reunification. The more information they have, and I do think, to a point, this is a generational thing as well. People that have been here for a while and used to the way things are feel comfortable in their space and what's going on. They're concerned about change. Younger people generally are open-minded and are more willing to think about, you know, what we can do better and how we can do things differently. But it does run across all generations. It's important for everybody. And, again, I think the most important thing, what I'm asking for people, you know, before you stake a claim on where you want to go and how you want to get there, please keep an open mind. Listen, be part of the process, and let's do something different than what we've seen for a long time. As Charlie was saying, this region has not really grown economically very well. I think our economic growth is very slow compared to other regions, and we need to do a better job of working of competing together as a region rather than, you know, competing against each other for people, jobs, and tax dollars.
We have Senator Lugar this, but I mean, you talk about data, you talk about information, but this is, as you know, a very emotional issue. And one of the elephant in the room mm-hmm. is race. And how you, that's a pretty high hurdle to get over.
I'm gonna say this. Let me say this, and I'm going to disagree with you on that. Again, if we do what we're supposed to do with the data, provide those opportunities, economic opportunities for everybody in our region, everybody benefits. It's not about race. It's about jobs and opportunity and access. That's what it's about. It's about bringing things here that we don't have now. What the mayor indicated earlier, we're growing slowly. We want to grow faster. We want our economic to be faster. If the economic issue is growing faster, the pie doesn't get smaller. It gets larger. More people participate. So I will disagree with you on that. It is about jobs, getting people to work, providing those opportunities where people can raise a family and be a productive citizen. That's what it's about. If we do that, that's why we talk about the Mosaic Project. It's about all of us. We're in this together. We're not separate. We're in this. When one part of the region grows, we all grow. If one part of the region doesn't grow, guess what? We all don't grow. So it's in our best interest that everybody participates. And one of the things we got to talk about was in that room. We had the municipality of St. Louis County. They got to be a part of this process. We cannot leave them out of the process. They need to have a voice as well.
Well, where's
it go from here?
Well, what we're doing now is there are several efforts that are going independent of each other. There's the Unify STL. There's also STL World Class City, and then there's Better Together. And the Better Together approach, basically that whole idea is about gathering information. And so they're on how much taxes are being paid. It's over $2 billion in taxes are paid in city and county. Where's that money going? Can we use these tax dollars more efficiently? If so, how? Mm-hmm. So that we are stronger as a region. Because we know that, if we use those tax dollars efficiently, you can provide the services at the highest level. You know, they're looking at best practices, what other cities are doing, what's the best way to handle everything from in every kind of city service you can think of, and is it being done in the most efficient way? And so, public safety, public health, administration, mm-hmm. and a lot of other issues as well. So it's first, the first step is gathering information, mm-hmm. disseminating it, informing, educating. And we can go forward from there. But we can't get, the cart before the horse. We don't want to get ahead of ourselves. We don't want to start talking about what this is going to look like or how we're going to get there until we have the real data, mm-hmm. and that we can share it with enough people so we can move forward.